What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is the Side Hustlers podcast. I'm your host, Carla Marie. In each week of Side Hustlers, I talk to someone different following a passion outside of their day job. And often I tell you that this very podcast has become my own side hustle. But for the first time ever, this is now my main job. As of Friday, July 24th, 2020, my co-host Anthony and I got let go of our jobs hosting the Carla Marie and Anthony Show on 106.1 KISS FM in Seattle. This did come as a shock to us. Any of this you can learn on any of our social media accounts. All the links are below. We even got to go live on our Twitch stream to talk about what happened. You can find all of that below because that's not why you came here. You came here to hear the story of someone following their passion. And I just wanted to give you that quick little update. But I will say that this podcast has helped me through this, and it's only been a few days, because I have learned from so many people who have been fired from their jobs or left their jobs or whatever it may be, who have taught me that in these moments, it's when you learn your real passions and you get creative and you move on to something bigger and better. So to them, to every one of my previous guests, I am so incredibly grateful for you and your words and your support. Thank you, because you're all getting me through this. And thank you for supporting this podcast, for listening every week. I appreciate you for being here. Thanks for reaching out to me. You can always find me on Instagram at the Carla Marie. It's all below. But in this week's episode, I talk to Chris and his fiance, Marissa. I've known Chris since he was a little kid. We grew up in the same hometown. And now Chris's side hustle to being a stay-at-home dad is owning his own meal prep company called Real Foods. His fiance, Marissa, who you're also going to hear on the podcast, she's a full-time accountant, and this is also her side hustle. They do this together, but it's incredible the passion that they have for food and how it changed their life. And on top of that, they've also started selling honey because they have their own bees. They are beekeepers. You're going to learn all about it in this episode of Side Hustlers.
For a lot of people, you know, why are you waiting?
You know what you want to do.
This is something you want to do. Get off your butt and do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler.
Do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler.
Do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler. Come on, ask about me.
Yo, yo, it's the Side Hustlers Podcast with Carla Marie.
So this is a Side Hustlers first. I am joined by someone from my hometown, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
And his fiance, Marissa. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
It is so nice to meet you over Zoom. I've known Chris since he was a kid running around causing havoc, which I'm sure he still does, but it's nice to meet you. I see the face. So yeah, that happens. So I'm excited about this episode because it's something that hits home for me in the world of food, because once I moved out to Seattle, I started focusing on my health and diving deep into what the food world was and how it really affects your life. And I know you did that and you've turned that into a business. So let's get started with Real Foods, which it's iwantrealfoods.com. People can check it out. It's a meal prep service. So like, what made you say, I want to start my own meal prep company?
So it kind of fell into my lap. So I was in culinary school and I was posting on my social media, on my Snapchat and Instagram, like all of like pictures of the food I'm making. And then one of my friends was like, hey, and this was before meal preps kind of blew up.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, I'll pay you to make me food. And then it just evolved into what it is today. And we have some customers that we've had from day one for 4 years. And we were word of mouth for 3 years. And then we started online on our website in January. Yeah, it fell into my lap. It just came to me.
It's funny that you say a friend was like, can you just make food for me? Because I feel like I do that all the time to friends. I'm like, oh, can you just cook for me? Or can you just, and you actually ran with that and you were in school for it. So what was your original plan when you went into culinary school?
So I went into culinary school because I come from a family where food is kind of like the heart of conversation.
You come from an Italian family in Jersey. Of course.
It is. Exactly. So I kind of honestly didn't have a full plan. Remember in the beginning we wanted to do like healthy fast food.
Oh my God, please still do that. I say that all the time. I'm always like, I need a salad. It's going to take 7 years to get one right now. Can I just go through a drive-thru?
Exactly. And people who like work late, that was my big thing. Cause I was like, at the time when I started this, I was also working at the Empire State Building at State Bar and Grill. I remember getting out of work. It'd be like 12:30 at night. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, I'm starving. And like, what's open? McDonald's or yep. whatever else. I was like, you know what? This would be cool. And then we're still a meal prep company.
No, but that's amazing. It's crazy to me when I talk about when I was reading your website and the things that you do, I don't really think of someone from North Arlington, New Jersey, focusing on healthy, sustainable food. It's not a thing that comes from that area. And I talk about it all the time, how I didn't learn about that until I moved across the freaking country. And I want to get more into how that happened for you. But I wanted to talk about how your side hustle, this is a side hustle to you being now a stay-at-home dad, which you and I talked about, which I've never really had a stay-at-home dad, I don't think, on the podcast. And Marissa, you have a full-time job and you run this business as well. So what is your full-time job?
I'm an accountant at a car dealership in Secaucus.
So I guess that you do a lot of the business side of Real Foods.
Yeah, all the administration and the website and customer service I do.
She's really just the boss.
Yeah.
No, that works though. I mean, you guys have two different skill sets. And when you put it together, you've got an awesome business. So you have a 4-year-old daughter, correct?
Yeah.
And you've got another on the way. So it's about to get even crazier. Do you have a schedule that you work around with one another, or is it just as things happen?
We kind of roll with the punches as they go. She tries to like pre-plan everything and I'm kind of the type to, you know, it'll always work out.
Yeah, like our conversation on the way home from work today, I was like, all right, so what do you want to do when I get home? Like, what's the plan? And he's like, I don't know. Like, we're just going to figure it out when it happens. Yep. And I'm like,
I would kill you.
And that's why, and it's weirdly works though. Like, and we also have a rule, like when we're in the kitchen, because she comes into the kitchen, she'll do like
just organizing stuff. Meals.
Yeah. And our rule is we keep business, stays with business, and then we come home and we're fiancés or whatever you want to call us.
But that's smart. That it's super smart to do that.
When you kill each other in the kitchen and then come home and it's like, oh, we're friends. You know?
Okay. That's what, at least it's not the other way around. That's probably the best way for it to be sometimes. When you say in the kitchen, do you have a space now?
Yeah. Cool. So we, it like worked out again. This is another thing, worked out perfectly, fell into my lap. This local restaurant in Nutley, there was a hair salon that was next door to his restaurant that he gutted and turned into a catering kitchen.
Wow.
And he like uses it like sometimes, like,
well,
for, like,
he does catering
now.
Yeah,
he caters a little bit out of it, but it just worked out.
When I go to the website, it looks awesome. Like, you guys really, you've done it so well. And me, like, in my mind, like, you're still a little kid. And I'm like, what? He's got a legit website and a great company. Like, this is crazy to me. It means I'm old at this point. I am someone who is gluten-free, dairy-free, peanut-free. It's awful. So yeah. And sometimes it's like, I don't even know what to cook. I wish that I could have you ship me food all the way out to Seattle. So where did it come from?
We can maybe work something out. Yeah.
We've been looking into it for a while, so that's definitely something that's going to be coming soon. So keep your eye out.
I'll gladly be the test dummy.
But that's how I am too. So I have a bunch of stomach issues. I try to stay gluten-free. I can have nuts, fortunately for me. But I try to stay gluten-free, dairy-free. I'm not big on meat, you know, and that's kind of why this worked out so well. And the crazy part about it all is we did zero marketing, zero sales, zero anything. And we used word of mouth for 3 years, which caused us to have such a strong base of our customers and clients.
But that's so smart to have that customer service with them. And food is such a personal thing for people. I mean, it's a part of our everyday lives. And if you can get into someone's everyday life, you're set as a business. And it's incredible what you guys have done. There are obviously a few companies that have done that, but I feel like even here, I've tried to find it. I've tried, and there's nothing that works great. And price-wise, there's nothing that makes sense price-wise. Like, you guys are very affordable. Where do you come up with that for a whole meal?
How that works is because we make everything from scratch. In the food industry, the more that you have done to the food, so the more cuts you have, if you buy the sauce pre-made, it's more expensive.
Right.
We have a lower price point because we make everything ourselves. We make all of our sauces.
Hence our name, like Real Foods. That goes back to kind of like the health part of it too, where like we're making everything from scratch. So, you know, it's not like filled with preservatives and high fructose corn syrup.
All
of
our meat is grass-fed, grass-finished,
you know, which is stuff that's not good for you. And in turn, it also makes it more affordable because it's just real ingredients. You know what I mean?
Real food, real ingredients.
Well, you mentioned word of mouth, and how I originally found out you were doing this was because my sister, Ashley Marie, had posted about, I believe, one of the meals she had from you. And I was like, where did you get that? Because I have been so interested in a meal prep service. And she was like, it's Chris. And I'm like, wait, what? And then we kind of started talking. It's been a while, and we started talking about this. And I was like, you need to ship it out to me. I need to do this. I need to have some. So word of mouth really does work. It really is the best form of marketing since the beginning of time, obviously. Have you guys ventured out into any other type of marketing at all?
So we had social media throughout the whole process. Kind of, we didn't really take advantage of it, but we just started doing like
promotions on Instagram, basically.
Cool.
Yeah, Instagram is where we do our marketing now. And we do text campaigns, email campaigns weekly. But previous, literally zero besides word of mouth. Zero for 3 years. No marketing, no sales, no nothing. We just... every week it was like, and we did it through a text message.
That's crazy.
People send their orders, through
wait,
individual.
But no, we would make a PDF file of the menu, and we had a whole list of people we would send it to through text message. And it was like 50 customers we would send the
God, that sounds so awful.
Big Excel spreadsheet. Oh my God, it was insane.
We did, and the Excel, we did the customer's name on the side, the meals on the top, and we would hand put one, two. It would take like hours.
So what do you do now? So through the website, someone orders, and then what?
Yeah, so the website.
Yeah, we export it through Excel, and we have a whole, I have my old spreadsheet from that calculates everything that we need for shopping and how much meat we need to get and cook and everything. And
it's all portioned out exactly. So through the Excel, it just calculates for us.
But the website does all the work, hard work.
Right.
For us.
I'm sure you save so much time, and then you can have family time, personal time, even time to work on the business in different ways, because that's a lot of extra work that you had to be doing.
Well, for the first almost year, I did it in a notebook. I took orders down in a notebook.
No, it was only for a couple of weeks, because then I was we can't do this.
It was for a while, not a year. I'm exaggerating, but I did. If I could still have a notebook, I would. That's how I am. You know, I'm not anti social media because it is the way of the future, right. But I didn't want it to blow up. But where I kind of kicked myself, if I would have back then took advantage of like the whole social media thing and all that, that would be huge because we started, I don't know if you're familiar. There's a couple other meal prep companies that are huge right now in New Jersey. When we started, they had just started too. Like, it was a new thing. So could have.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's all, like, you still can. No.
Yeah, and we're still doing good. Like, we're still, you know, but I mean, I think about it, like HelloFresh.
Yeah, but that's completely different than what you do.
Yeah, but it could have been, you know, it could have evolved into something like that.
Don't say it could have been because it still can be. And that's what's so, so important. I mean, look at these businesses. I mean, look at Amazon. It was a crappy little bookstore for the longest time. And that's something you have to keep in mind. I know you didn't come here to get my advice, but I've talked to a billion people about their freaking small businesses. And there's just so much to learn when you start a small business. And you guys, you've only been at it for a few years. You have so much more to learn. It's changed so much already. Like, think about it. You said it was the notebook and the Excel spreadsheet, and now it's a full-blown business, not running itself, but you've got the website. It's still just the two of you. At some point, there's going to be more people cooking for you and delivering and doing all of that.
We have, that's another crazy thing, is we have employees, and I'm like, this happened from my one friend, you know, because I kind of look at the timeline of it. I'm like, my one friend asked me to make her food, and now it's like employees, and I'm training people and all this. The really awesome thing about it is, since it's not an everyday thing right now, I get to raise Riley as my full-time job. I'm our daughter, Riley. And then I get to work as well. So it is, I love it. I'm super, super grateful for it.
When you say it's not every day, then what is the schedule? What is the, how does that work for you guys when it comes to people inputting their orders?
Our deadline is Friday right now. Pickup and delivery is Sunday. So basically people order up until Friday night. Then we run the report. Saturday we do our shopping. Sometimes I would realistically love to do more prep on Saturday, but we do our cooking on Sunday, basically. So they're getting their food cooked and delivered all in one day. So it's at the most fresh the food can possibly be. On our containers, we have, like, obviously all the macros, the ingredients, you know, heating instructions, our logo. Wow.
Well, when you were in culinary school then, and I mentioned this earlier about how I don't picture people from North Arlington, New Jersey caring about health food at all. What got you into this world?
We've been, and that's so funny that you say that, because we've been told so, like, through probably since we're 18, 19 years old, like, you don't belong, like, you belong over there. Like, we belong
we'll
where you are.
We'll take you. We'll take you.
We've been very health conscious and, like, always been about sustainability. I mean, I was always into, like, living, like, off the grid kind of type when I was younger. Yeah, it's just been something we've always been passionate about. Like, we've always just really
health conscious.
Yeah,
basically, because it makes us feel good too. Yeah. Like, when you eat a good meal that's healthy and, like, you know what is in it and you know that it's all good stuff, like, you don't feel like,
right. Like, it gives you energy. It does what food is supposed to do. Food is not supposed to make you feel like you want to curl into a ball and die. It's supposed to give you all this energy. And Chris, when you really started focusing on this, you lost a ton of weight, right?
Yeah. And I have, I don't know. I mean, I've gotten testing and stuff done. I mean, I just have, like, something is a little messed up, but yeah, if I didn't eat how I eat right now, like, if I didn't eat as healthy, I would be. That was another thing I want to touch on. We have a couple customers who are diabetic. They take less pills now, their levels are all back, and that's so. And with Marissa too, I don't know if we could touch on this, but so she actually just beat cancer last year,
which, by the way, is amazing. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Obviously, she went through chemotherapy, but we used food as our second, you know.
Like, it's a big, like, supplement to
and
the therapy.
She beat it fast. She had it was aggressive and
almost in June of last year, I was stage 3, borderline stage 4. And then by August, that was my first PET scan, I was completely in remission.
Holy, I just got chills. And it's wild what food can do. I mean, there's so many Netflix documentaries, right? And I would force my parents. I'm like, go watch this. Like, please just get brainwashed to realize what food can do for you. Because if we went back in time to caveman days and even sooner than that, more recent than that, we realize they use food for everything because they didn't have any other options. And I often think about that. I try to go, okay, well, what food can I start eating before I start taking this pill or this vitamin? What is it? And you, Marissa, are living proof that it really can make a difference. And you mentioned customers with diabetes. So my mom has had diabetes for 17 years at this point, or around there. In September of last year, I made her go to my naturopath here in Seattle. I had her come visit, and she did all the tests, everything, and had a conversation with her. And my mom started a keto diet because that's great for people with diabetes. My mom was taken off almost all of her diabetes medicine, no insulin, none of that. And then she got open heart surgery this year. She has, like, recovered so fast from this open heart surgery.
She looks amazing.
I know. It's insane. She would not have been able to do that.
Wasn't she? She's like going to the gym now.
Yeah. She wasn't doing that before. And it is crazy. And I keep telling her, I'm like, you went into this surgery so healthy because of what you did. And I'm glad that you guys are being that voice in an area where people do not understand and keep doing what you're doing, keep fighting the good fight, because out here it is the polar opposite. We get it and we eat the foods that we know are healthy, most people here. And you mentioned about going to the doctor and finding out what's wrong. Even right there, there's already a discrepancy between New Jersey and Washington. In Washington, naturopaths can practice as doctors. They can write prescriptions.
What is that?
A naturopath is a, and see, and that right there, it's like, wait, what? You don't know what a naturopath is? So naturopaths in New Jersey don't even have to be certified, which is scary, but you can find a certified one. A naturopath is a doctor who will look for a holistic approach before they do write you a prescription. So my doctor sat down with me and we did an allergy test and an intolerance test. I was 31 years old when I found out everything I was allergic to my entire life. She then also looked at my 23andMe results, like the back end of them, not just what they tell you. She was able to look at my genes, found out that I do not absorb vitamin D the way I'm supposed to. So any vitamin D pill I take is doing nothing. So now I'm on liquid vitamin D because half of my vitamin D passageways are blocked or whatever it is. And she's able to tell me all this stuff. My body doesn't properly do something with stress. So sometimes I can be super excited and then I'll drop dramatically my mental, like my emotions. And I learned all of that through a naturopath. So after this, I'll get you guys connected and we'll, it's amazing. And she's like, if you eat these dark leafy greens more than you have been, it'll curb this or XYZ. And it's all this stuff. So I do all of that before I resort to medication. And that's kind of what you guys are really doing here with your business.
I never even knew this, that you were that much into, like, I've obviously known that you were like health conscious and stuff, but, and that really is, food is fuel, food is medicine. And that's kind of why, I mean, our name is Real Foods. Like, it's to keep food real. Cause another issue too, that we're having as a society is overly processed.
I am allergic to peanuts. I don't stop breathing when I have them. I didn't know I was allergic to peanuts. I always ate peanut butter, but I haven't had peanuts really in over a year. Well, I had pad thai last night, which has peanuts in it. And normally I'm fine. It's a little bit. I have been like sick for 24 hours. Dizzy, almost passed out. And it's like, you don't realize what could be happening to your body every day. You could be somewhat used to feeling like crap. And it's not until you get into this healthy lifestyle that you realize all this bad stuff you've been putting in your body. And you guys know this. I'm not preaching to you two. I'm preaching to the people listening who need to hear this and understand that there are these amazing businesses like yours out there that can help people get down this path. You're not just feeding people, you're changing lives, which is crazy to think about, but you are.
Thank you.
That's crazy to hear too, because I don't think of it like that, even though I kind of, like, I want that to be.
It is.
You don't give yourself your own credit too. Like, that's just a human thing.
But it sounds great to hear you say that.
Yeah. And it feels really good. It feels really good. And there's people I've had, not to throw some of my customers under the bus, I have some customers who like cannot cook. Like, cannot at all. Like, can't even cook like ground turkey. We have some older single men.
Well, we serve like a lot of immunocompromised families. Yeah. And
we have a family with children who are disabled.
Yes.
Yeah. And then speaking
of a child. But yeah, but it's true. Like, think about, you've set yourself up where your business is a few days where you can be a stay-at-home dad. Now, there are some people who can't do that. How do they have the time to cook a healthy meal for their family? They don't.
Another option we offer is bulk options. So say you don't want to order, you know, like individual meals, you can order for your family. You can get pounds of meat. You can get pounds of vegetables.
Cool. Yep. You guys thought about all of it. So it's iwantrealfoods.com for people.
Iwantrealfoods.com.
Okay. And you also have Instagram. Who runs it? Marissa, do you do all of the pretty stuff?
On Instagram, yeah.
It does. It looks great.
We did have help on our website from Chris's brother.
Yeah, me and my brother kind of taught ourselves
how to do everything. But I've been maintaining it. Since so
it's not an easy thing to do, but you taught yourself how to use through the website.
I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I built the website up through the past 4 years, built it up deleted it mm-hmm. Didn't like the domain name. Then I had my brother Anthony. He had recently finished college, finished football, everything, and we kind of just sat down. We're like, let's just learn how to do this. It can't be too hard.
It's a great skill.
Which was kind of hard, but it can't be too hard. So we taught ourselves, you know, how to do everything, the back end of it, the front end of it. You know, we used a little bit of WordPress, and then we were like looking at Squarespace, mm-hmm. Squarespace, and like It ended up like coming together pretty well. Like it, I really like the way that it looks.
And it's on the back end. It's very really easy simple. To use. There's a lot of different options for like email campaigns and marketing.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It looks great. And it's cool that you've done it yourself. I mean, and it's also a lot of money that you've saved there as well.
Well, the whole business we have had literally just us, and we're, I was 22 when I started it.
How old are you now?
I'm 26. She'll be 26. Yeah.
Think about what's going to happen when you're in like 10 years. Like there's so much more to grow and branch off. You guys, I saw, are sold at King's Court. And for people who aren't from North Jersey, King's Court is like this huge gym, sports facility, health fitness center. So how did you get that deal? And what exactly does that entail?
I kind of was pondering the idea of like going to a gym and like was like, oh, you know, it would be cool. Like, obviously, people walking out of the gym are hungry. Like, every time I leave the gym, I'm like, I'm starving. I wish there was food right here. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'm a member at King's Court. So I was like, let me talk to the managers and let me like see if I can
figure something. Swindle my way in, yeah.
My way in there.
Well, one of them, the assistant manager is actually one of our customers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that also helps.
Cool.
That, yeah.
So we put like a limited menu in King's Court. We stock it every week, fresh, you know, on Sunday night.
And we made a name for ourselves there too, because we would have a bunch of events. So like they would, you know, near Christmas or.
Yeah, we would offer, you know, like meal tastings.
Yeah, basically. We have a whole table, little samples. Man. And then
discounts and everything. So
how has the pandemic affected the business?
We fortunately have really not been.
The only hit that we really took was a couple of weeks we couldn't run the business because there was no meat anywhere.
Yes, was the issue.
Everyone should have just gone vegan. You could have done vegan meals.
Yeah, literally. Well, that's the funny thing is if you went to the supermarkets around here, the vegan sections, like even just produce, it was full. But like every single thing.
Not
else,
all the time. I had problems finding produce for like weeks too. It was crazy. And we felt so horrible because we were like, these people already ordered and like, what do we do? But we really couldn't find the amount of meat and produce that we needed. Yeah. And
like, there's sometimes they were out of chicken, out of steak. Like, we had to really work. We were going to different stores. No broccoli. Our farmer's market, our line to get into the farmer's market that we used to go to this little tiny hole in the wall farmer's market that no one really knew about. And then when the pandemic happened, the line was like a 6-hour wait. Like, you're waiting online to go to.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But otherwise, you know, I think people are more focused on healthy food now because they want to build up their immune system. So it works well for us because that's, you know, we offer that.
That's really cool. That's great news then. And I'm sure you've learned things while this has all been going on of how you can adjust and pivot the business. And if it hits again, what are you going to do when there's no meat? You need to, you know, come up with plans. And at least we all come out of this with a little bit of a learning experience. It'll be good. Okay. The moment I've been waiting for. The bees. So when I told my sister I was going to be talking to you, she was like, oh, and the bees. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, he has bees. I'm like, what do you mean he has bees? And she's like, what? So I've recently learned the importance of bees and how there are less bees in the world. And I don't think I've dove into it as much as you have, Chris. But let's talk about the bees. And you have bees and you're making honey. What the hell is going on?
This kind of also goes back to your first thing, how, you know, we're from this area. Why are, like, you know, like, we're a little bit different. I've been like this forever. Like, I didn't watch cartoons as a kid. I watched Animal Planet, National Geographic. Like, that's who I am. We had chickens for 3 years in Lyndhurst. Like, we had hid them from everyone. Our neighbors were cool with it. So with the bees. So bees are, I believe it's 70% of all of our produce, our vegetables and fruit and stuff, are because of bees, basically. You know, pollination, all that. Honey also is, you know, it's craziness.
Yep.
You really
it's like a superfood where there's antibiotics in it, and there's anti-inflammatory. You can treat allergies with it.
Yeah, like if you honestly, so my brother, not to get off topic a little bit, but the last batch of honey that we had, my brother Michael gets like really, really bad. His allergies induced asthma, just really bad allergies. I was like, okay, listen, you live a mile away from me. Bees travel a 5-mile radius. Take some of this honey. He took it, and the next day his eyes weren't crusty. Like, he felt good. So you could use it, and it's amazing the psychology of the bee colony as well. Like, if you really, not to get too deep into it, but if you dive into a rabbit hole, they communicate.
Yeah,
like, communicate with where the sun is. They find it's pretty crazy.
Have you seen the episode, the series on Netflix with Zac Efron? Down to Earth.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a whole episode about bees, and there's a hotel in New York City that has a home for bees, and they fly and they do their thing in Central Park, and then they come back. And I'm like, what do you mean they come back? What? Like, it's crazy. So, yes. But Chris, what made you like figure this out about bees?
I'm trying to think back. So this is my second year of having bees.
Where are they, by the way?
They're in my backyard.
Okay.
And you can watch them go back and forth. And they don't sting. They literally, if you sit in my backyard, I sit there sometimes like a freak. And you see them, they go. And they love like the dandelions. Like you see them take the dandelions, they go back in.
But if you walk out of our back door into our backyard, you would never guess we had bees because you don't see them ever unless you're like right next to the hive.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
We have dogs and our dogs go and they don't get stopped.
But yeah. Marissa, when your fiance says, so I'm going to get bees, what do you say to that?
Well, it's just another thing. He was into snakes for a while. We had like an alligator. So it's just like kind of like the next thing.
Well, at least this will produce something.
Right, yeah, literally. I mean, we had chickens too. That's why we work well. So she never had like pets or anything like growing up. But like she is very.
I just go with the flow.
Yeah. Like we got the bees. She's like, oh, that's awesome. Like honey's cool. We got the chicken. She's like, oh, we love eggs, you know? So, but.
What is next?
Yeah. What? Literally.
I'm scared.
Yeah. We'll probably get back into chickens. I want to get acres of land.
Yeah,
I'm looking into oyster farming, honestly. You want to know what's next? I'm looking into oyster farming, which, you know, oyster reefs, they used to be around back in, you know, the beginning of America, and they're like really, really crazy with filtration of the water. So I was actually looking to like get into oyster farming. So like,
I mean, do it. It's cool. Okay, so you're going to get honey from the bees, and within the next few months, you're going to start selling the honey. So for people who don't live in New Jersey, this is a part of your company they can support, which is really cool. I'm excited to order honey. So you'll be able to order fresh New Jersey made honey, which is really cool. But like, how do you even get honey? I don't know. Have you done this process?
Yeah, so there's a couple ways. We do it by hand. We have three boxes. There's a little slit on the bottom of the hive that the bees go in. And then in each box, there's 10 frames, they're called. So each frame, you can get like a spinner and like it. But how I do it is I literally take and do it by hand. So you're getting even more because you're getting some of the wax in there. I strain it, obviously, so it's just the honey. Mm. Yeah, so every fall and spring, you can have a harvest. This hive that I have now, I didn't do in the spring, so we're going to get a lot for the fall. And basically, I put it on my website. We had our first year, we had 60 pounds of honey.
Oh, so you have? I thought this was brand new.
No, yeah, no. So we did it.
Oh, no. So we sold it out of our website. And if you scroll down in our order now section, there's the local raw honey is there.
I saw that.
We put updates every month of what the bees are doing.
I was reading it. I was like, this is the cutest.
So, but listen to this. So when we put our honey up, I felt like Kylie Jenner. They literally sold. The honey sold out in 13 minutes.
No way.
Pounds of honey, 13 minutes. My friends and family that were like, I wanted some. I was like, I don't know why. Yep. Like, literally, I didn't think it was going to happen like that. Sold 13 minutes, just like that. I was like, oh my gosh.
You better save me a jar.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. I have like probably like 30 people that we have to save.
We're going to have a lot. It's great about these bees too. We're right next to Garrett Mountain, which is, you know, a whole reservation. So the bees are getting there too, which is great.
Urban beekeeping is one of the coolest things in the world because so many different people have, you know, different flowers and like different things. So it's like, you're not just getting one, you're not just getting clover. You're not just getting, you know, you're getting so many different.
Okay. Things. I think I need to do this. You need to help after this. We'll see if you can set it up. Because my neighborhood is basically a giant garden. Like everyone in this neighborhood has just an overgrown flowers, and we grow like the craziest flowers out here. Like people grow lavender on their front lawns. It's bizarre. So you're gonna have to help me with this.
Yes, I've gotten two or three people into bees.
That's cool. You should run a course.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I just send them YouTube videos. I send them the link. You can buy everything on Amazon. You get the bees shipped to you. You get a box of bees.
Oh my god, I'd be so freaked out.
1,000 bees. things. Yeah, it's really something everyone can do. It's like, even if you live in an apartment, if you talk to, like, you know, your manager at the apartment, if you do something on the roof, it's great for the environment. It's great for you.
That's cool. It's fun. Okay, so I need to know that very first friend who said, hey, Chris, can you cook for me? Does she get free meals for life?
I visit her all the time, and I'm like, I owe you. And she's like, yeah, no, I started it. I want 10%, like, jokingly. But yeah, no, I
shout out to Danielle Rio.
Yeah, it was Danielle Rio.
I know Danielle Rio. Yeah. That's hilarious. That's so cool. It's amazing seeing what you've done, what you've created. And I'm not trash talking our hometown at all, but it's a very small town. People are not really open-minded to anything than what they've been spoon-fed their whole lives. So it's really cool seeing, like, you've really, it's not that you've risen from the ashes, because I'm making it sound like we lived in the, like, the middle of nowhere. It's not like that at all.
Right.
But I mean, actually, you're right. Our town had more dead people than alive for most of our lives, because the cemetery was so big. So it's cool to see what you've done and what you've created when it wasn't something you were taught growing up. You're self-taught, and the two of you together use each of your skill sets to create something amazing. So I'm excited to see where you guys go from here, and you're already at this part. So it's iwantrealfoods.com. Even if you don't live in New Jersey, follow, support Chris and Marissa, and get ready for that honey, and reach out to them if you want to learn about honey making and beekeeping and urban bee farming and all of that. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. You're so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for listening to Side Hustlers, for supporting small businesses, for supporting me. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that, but go ahead below, support Chris and Marissa and Real Foods. All the links are down there, and I've also included all the links with all the different ways you can find me. My Twitch stream with my co-host Anthony, our podcast together, our Instagrams, all the things, our YouTube, just go there. It's all below. Thank you for being here, and thank you for joining me on this wild journey. I can't wait to see what's next. I hope you're excited too. This podcast has been produced by Houston Tilly. Thank you so much. Keep hustling and be a good human.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.